Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Write this down.
Yeah, welcome in to the most innovative high wire act in all of sports talking headville. It's Write That Down, where we put actual statistics next to our predictions. Not advisable if you are spending multiple hours
That's
a day
crazy.
Making predictions about sports.
Do our bosses watch this?
I hope not. Hopefully not. Especially the way that last week shaped up for some of us, Declan. All-time bad streak.
Interesting.
But this is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. The show is presented by our friends at Surly Brewing Company. Also, TCL is one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. So we're going to get to our guest listener predictor here, Surly Dave, and he can tell us about some of the latest libations that we should have our eyes on for summer season.
He's surly.
He's Surly Dave, and he works at Surly. I don't know. It can be defined any which direction. But here's how this works in case you're new to Write That Down. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We do a classic, more wide-open edition of Write That Down on Mackie and Judd every single week. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns on this show. And if you want to participate as a guest listener predictor, you can hit us up through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab at the bottom. You can send us a message. We'll get you scheduled for the summer. All right. Are you guys ready for an accountability session here?
Let's do it.
Shall we?
Not really, but let's do it.
All right. Let's fire this up here, Declan. Accountability session. Let's do it.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right, Judd, good news for you. You're off the hook here. You got nothing off the board here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a slower time of year. The draft is over.
Down. Yeah. Mm.
There's definitely still things to be bet on, as Declan and I have been putting out USFL predictions. I said Randy in Cottage Grove would nail a Vikings draft pick in 2022. He did not. Not sure what happened there. I forgot to take this one off the board last week. Haven't heard from him either. He's just kind of gone into hiding.
Okay.
It's a really bad mock draft for him.
That
really
Raider,
bad.
That Jaeger Raider ready.
We should maybe get him on next week just to get his thoughts on the actual draft.
Can you find
him?
Stuff.
Well, I mean, just slide into his DMs, Randy Vikes 69 on Twitter. He's not that hard to.
Not so sure he hasn't gone off the grid, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Listeners had a couple things come off the board. Nate said Kwesi Adofo-Mensah would trade back in the first round for a future pick and an additional fourth round pick. It was a third round pick. Ugh, so tough.
Sorry, Nate.
They got the Lions' third round pick.
Oh,
Pulford Skoll here. We had to do some digging on because he had show specific predictions for each of us within a three item parlay here leading up to the draft. So the first one was he had Dex making an outlandish speculative prediction of some kind, which you made many of them.
That's just a check down. Yeah, that's really easy to do.
Yep. He said, before the NFL draft, Judd will not register any touchdowns on Purple Daily. Write that down.
Great
he did not. And then he said, I had to confirm what he meant by this, but he said, I will throw up at least three touchdown predictions before the draft. And it was not the result of the prediction. It was that they would be classified as touchdowns in the predictions. So congratulations
All
to
right, Pulford. Yeah, there you go.
Little touchdown pass.
Good.
I don't think it's like a Hail Mary, but it's, you know,
it's a parlay, baby.
You're like at the 3-yard line. It's like Adam Thielen sort of leaking out to the back pylon kind of a situation.
Exactly right. No, it's good work.
Nice job, Pulford Skoll. All right, Declan, nice week for you. You said in a parlay here, and this is a touchdown.
Okay.
You said the Stars, Generals, and Stallions will all win in their respective USFL games, and this is a touchdown. It's a 3-game parlay. Nice job, sir.
He's back.
And then you said Case Cookus, former Vikings camp quarterback, right? Case Cookus will replace Brian Scott as the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Stars in the USFL. Brian Scott suffered an injury And Case Cookus made his first start of the season. You didn't specify how the... It wouldn't happen.
God.
You didn't say it would be for non-injury injuries, so Case Cookus did replace Brian Scott.
He is back. I'm back.
Nice job. After a 1-for-14 performance.
I'm back.
So, all right. So, Ole Mackadak still leading in the completion percentage category at 33%, three touchdowns. Declan at 27.7% with a league-leading four touchdowns, tied with the listeners at four touchdowns, who are at 24% completions. Judd at 22% and two touchdowns, last place in both categories. Oh. What do you have to say for yourself, Judd?
The USFL is the bane of my existence, first of all.
Jump in the pool, man. Water's warm.
I'm struggling. There's no question about it. I'm struggling. And you know what? That calls for it to look inside.
I think it calls for a surly is what it calls for.
It calls for, oh, God, that's
who can we ask to tell us about the latest additions to the Judd Zolgad surly menu? Let's bring David in.
That's my job, I thought. Hold it. That's my job. I get to talk about there's Dave. Hey, surly Dave.
How are we doing, boys?
Are you ready to – are you throwing the ball down the field here today, or what's your quarterback strategy?
I got quite a few things. I mean, first of all, I'm wearing the old school Embrace the Darkness shirt after last night's Wild game, for everybody. Drinking some Logic Bomb, our new juicy pale ale, to get some knowledge in my brain. And then on deck, I have a nice little controlled chaos West Coast IPA, just because this is chaotic. It's the off season. Let's have some fun.
I love it.
Exactly right.
Judd, what are you looking forward to as the summer months commence here? Declan and I are Grapefruit Supreme guys. What's your go-to summer surly?
Dude, I don't change. Sports Dad is one thing. He's consistent. You might think that's boring. I consider consistency to be a good thing, because what do you want your dad to be? Consistent, right? Surly Furious. That's my beer. I don't care if it's June or January. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't spread out to the rest of the Surly family. I do, because the entire team.
You just don't know the names of the other cans, like your coworkers in the office.
You forgot the name of AJ yesterday on our show.
I did forget. What? I did forget his name.
You forgot AJ's name?
I forgot his name. It was late at night and I was tired. You know what? I don't forget Dave's name. You know why I don't forget Dave's name? Because we drink Surly together. And if you drink Surly with me, I'm not going to forget your name.
Dave is also one syllable, and those two syllable names like AJ can be kind of tough to remember.
I forgot it. You know what? And Dex is like, you didn't really forget his name. Yes, I did. I forgot AJ's name. AJ, I'm sorry.
Amazing.
I apologize.
Amazing. All right. Are you guys ready to make some predictions here? We're going to lead off with you, Dave.
Well, nice little segue off of Judd not going off of Furious. This is a touchdown call, guys, and I can't really discuss too much in depth on what it's going to be. But I had a meeting last week with the people at US Bank Stadium.
Oh.
Judd's favorite beer served at US Bank Stadium during the Viking season will not be Furious.
Oh, wait, listen, you got to be careful what you say on Write That Down. Are we going on the record here? Can we go on the record?
On the record with it.
Write this down.
I like the tease.
So it will be the beer, but it won't be called Furious.
Furious will be served there.
Right.
There will be other beers served there as well.
Oh.
But Furious will not. Furious will still be one of your favorites, but there will be a new favorite at the stadium.
I got you.
And let's just say it might be an exclusive.
You smell what Dave's cooking.
I think those who know. That's all I'm going to say. I think those who know, Dave, know. And I think many of them who know recently saw.
Yes, they did.
Dave, Phil, Declan, and Judd.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love it.
Write this down.
All right, so more to come on that front. On the Vikings predictions or football predictions, we're going to start with Dave. Then we're going to go Judd, Declan, back to me. Three trips around the room, Dave. Lead us off here. You are under center or shotgun or whatever. Whatever you
want. All right. Well, write this down, because I married a Packer fan.
Mm.
I deal with her parents and her sister. I love them to death.
She's very cool, too.
And she's great. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
The Packers will miss the playoffs this year.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, dude.
Dude, that's a touchdown.
100% a touchdown.
Wow. You are not popular right now.
I could see Rodgers getting bored with the whole thing, right? Devontae Adams is gone. And he doesn't want to deal with a rookie from NDSU. I could see this.
Write this down.
Wow. How do I follow that one? All right. So training camp is ordinarily a time where the Vikings tell us who they're going to induct during the coming season into their Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you two names. One will go in. Jared Allen or Antoine Winfield will be inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor this season. I looked it up last night. Both of them aren't in yet. So either Allen or Antoine, not both, obviously, will be inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor.
Is it like the Twins Hall of Fame where they have every year somebody, for the most part, gets inducted?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yep.
And who selects the Ring of Honor? Is there like a committee?
Yeah, I think it's an organizational thing. I think it starts with the Wilfs, but I think it was done by like the Wilfs and Rick and some football ops and probably PR as well, I believe. But it seems to me that one of those two at least is probably very close.
Okay, and Peterson's not in yet because he's been an active player.
Right, well, because he won't retire. He'll never go away.
That I know we're on the record with some of these, but that dude's for sure going to play in the USFL or XFL when it's all said and done, right?
Absolutely.
Like he will be told, this is probably the first year where every NFL team will officially tell him no.
We're good.
And then he'll jump in. And you know what? I will watch him in the XFL 100%.
Write this down.
Absolutely.
Judd won't, but Declan and I not only will watch, we'll probably gamble on it.
You will.
Uh-huh. Bad.
That's great.
All right, Dex.
All right, write this down. Three schedule-related predictions which come out tomorrow for the Vikings. So three predictions that come off the board by next week. Write this down. The Vikings will open and close the regular season at U.S. Bank Stadium. So I guess a little parlay here. So they'll open at U.S. Bank in week one, and they'll finish the regular season also at home at U.S. Bank Stadium. Write that down.
Is this a touchdown? Because it's very likely they open at home based on what we know about the
schedule. I don't think it's a touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
It's a... Okay. Yeah. I think it's too much of a check down to say, hey, they're going to open at home. I'm not going to go down that road.
It might be
you have before.
I have
ground
yes.
rule double.
Yeah, but
hits the warning track.
Yeah. I want a nice completion, just a nice little 15-yard completion. Okay,
in the flat. Yeah, whatever.
Write this down. Mm-hmm.
All right, write this down. The Vikings will play the Packers in either Week 1 and or Week 18. So they're either going to open the season against the Packers and or.
Yep.
I don't think they would bookend the season with the Packers, but I'm going to leave that open for this prediction. And or week 18. So obviously the Packers are one of three possible week 18 opponents. Could be the Bears, could be the Lions. So I don't know that this is a touchdown necessarily, but they will either open and or close the season in week 18 against the Packers.
Okay. Write this down.
All right. Back to Surly Dave.
All right. Well, as a former offensive lineman myself, this just has to be said. No more of Spielman's guys in there. So write this down. Garrett Bradbury will not be starting any game this year for your Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Interesting.
I can't do it anymore, and I don't think they should do it anymore either.
What's your best guess?
Off the record.
Yeah, not part of your write that down.
I would say, you know, if they're not going to go after a J.C. Treader,
yep.
which I think we all love, I think, what is it, Reed from Indianapolis?
Yeah. Yep,
I think that's the guy that's going to take the spot.
Okay. That actually makes sense.
You guys want a little update? Football Whisper update?
Sure.
You want to know who followed me on Twitter yesterday?
Oh, my God.
J.C. Treader's dad.
Oh, my God.
He should come on the show.
Joe Treader followed me on Twitter yesterday.
Tell Joey, come on the show.
I will. I'll slide into his DM. I didn't want to like immediately DM him right after he followed me. Like, oh, hey, I've been waiting for this.
J.C. Treader's dad. J.C. Treader's dad. Can you give me an autograph for Paul?
So I wanted to give it 24 hours to breathe. Just I don't want to be super creepy, you know. You give it like a 24 hours, then you slide into their DMs and start badgering him with questions about his son.
Joey, you up?
Are you up? How's your son's knees? Have the Vikings called? Have the Vikings made an offer yet? Huh? Who are the five
How about
teams?
Now? Well,
is he going to retire? Is he going to play? Just saying.
If Garrett's not playing, I think a lot of people will be happy.
Yeah, just he can back up. He can just back up at center, and you know it's already weird because they just told him. Hey, we're not going to pick up your fifth-year option for 2023, so we're not really that into you, but we totally need you to be our starting center and all in for 2000. It doesn't make sense.
But if you want to come to prom, that's cool.
Yeah.
Write this down.
Exactly. All right, back over to Judd, your second prediction.
All right. I will also go down the schedule path. The Vikings will not play an NFC North foe until week four at the earliest. The Vikings will not play an NFC North foe, so they won't play Green Bay, they won't play Detroit, and they won't play Chicago until at least week. Or no, no, no. I'm sorry.
Going to say.
It'd be five. Yep. Week four is taken. Week five is the bye. Week six.
Okay.
Week six. Sorry. I forgot about the Saints game in
Jolly
Old England. So, yeah, week six, Declan.
Okay. I did some looking, too. I know that you did this for your mock schedule, but I believe there were only two division games in week one of last season. The NFL barely scheduled any division games in week one.
They try and backlog them, which I actually like now.
Yeah, because they figure, well, you guys are already going to be invested in week one. We can just put crappy games on the board.
Exactly.
You guys are going to
snort
up that football, so we don't need to give you the good stuff until later.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Write this down.
Declan.
Interesting from Judd there. I'll counter it and say, write this down. The Vikings' first divisional game will be in week three. I'll be specific. The first divisional game will be in week three. I don't think they open against a divisional opponent week one. We know they're in Philly week two. They're in London week four. The first divisional game will be in week three for the Vikings.
God, how about a home game against the Lions in week three?
Yeah, that's what I think it'll be. Off the record, that's what I think.
Smooth sail into London.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's a home game against Man Campbell.
Smooth sailing. It's the Lions. They gave him trouble last year. They barely beat him at home, and then they lost to him.
That's true, but I'm saying
nothing
it's still
smooth.
Okay,
about the Lions.
Actually, the Bears at home would be more of a smooth sail than the Lions.
This year, you're probably right.
Yeah,
but the Bears are always the Week 18 game.
Yep. All right, my second prediction is going to require Judd to take his headphones off here.
Nice.
All right, I am the Judd Whisperer.
I am turning my thing down so I can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Do we trust that? Okay.
Yeah, we know we do. Yeah.
Okay, we'll wave you back in here in a second. Hey, Judd. Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. So last year, one of my touchdowns last year was I'm going to make the same exact prediction with a different number. I told you last year when the official schedule comes out, Judd, when we go through the wins and losses on the next day's show, Judd will land on exactly 9 wins for the Vikings last year.
Yeah.
And I was right. And that was a touchdown. So here's my prediction this time. Judd will land on exactly 10 wins when we pick the schedule after it's released for the first time. So he will have the Vikings at 10-7. Exactly. Write it down. I think that's a touchdown because I'm telling you the exact number.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so there you go.
I like it. All right,
Judd. You can come back now. Come on back.
Come on. Yep, turn him up. If he turns up his volume, I hope he doesn't.
He's going to blow our eardrums out, right?
Oh, God.
Can you test your mic there?
I'm back.
Yep.
Hello.
Okay, thank God.
You don't want you to turn the wrong knob and turn your mic volume up.
Oh, no. I turned my earphones down all the way. Okay. No, I didn't goof up.
Now that you're a master of TikTok, we don't have to worry as much about your technology acumen.
Surly now. The kids love it because of TikTok. That thing, Dave, I'm appealing to the youth of America. To drink Surly.
What's amazing is people are in the comment section literally like they like your takes, but they're just waiting for you to plug Surly. They're like, when are you going to talk about Surly?
I mean, I can plug Surly if you guys want me. I mean, I'm here for that, but
the best is at the game when fans jump in and say, why aren't you drinking a Surly right now, Judd? It's like, well, I'm sort of at the game in the press box, so I really care.
Who cares, man? Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, Judd has an open invite to our Surly suite anytime. But he's working, guys. He's working. He's got to be respectable, you know. So we partake afterwards.
Yeah. If the Vikings start 1-7, we'll see. We'll see a disheveled, homeless looking Judd just stumbling into the Surly suite.
Let me tell you something about this.
All right. So, Surly Dave, your third and final prediction here.
I'll get to that. I want to please the fan base here. They want me to talk about Surly here a little bit. So I know you guys talked about you and Declan love the Grapefruit Supreme, which is my favorite as well. We just launched a brand new variety pack of Supremes. So they're tropical Supremes. So you have a Pina Colada Supreme. Okay. You have a Pog Juice, which is pomegranate, orange, guava. You have a Peach Supreme. And then you have my favorite, which is Paradise Punch, even though they spelled it wrong. But that is a nice little fruit punch kind of a supreme. So those are available now. Go out, check them out. Let me know what you think. You guys can always hit me up. We like feedback here. We like feedback. We like what Score North and Purple Daily is doing for us. So here's my last and final prediction.
Write this down.
Based off of my first prediction of the Packers not making the playoffs, the Vikings will go undefeated in divisional play.
Ooh, that's a touchdown for sure.
Dude, you brought it.
I love it, man. It's great. So you see a Packers drop off. You see the Vikings taking a step, beating up on the crappy Bears, the mediocre Lions, and then stealing one at Lambeau.
And you say, you know, crappy Bears, mediocre Lions. I say Packers finish third in the division.
Behind Dan Campbell?
Behind Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Wow.
That team fought for him, man. They should have had probably 5 wins. They were up by 10 against the Rams.
They're
biting
sneaky
kneecaps.
They're going to be sneaky.
I wish they had a quarterback. I just wish if Jared Goff weren't their QB, I'd be a little more confident.
Yeah. I mean, he did go to a Super Bowl and put up ridiculous numbers 1 year. So there's a guy in there somewhere, but amazing. Well, David, great job here on your predictions, educating the audience on what they should be drinking this summer. Since you've got this life-changing platform here right now, is there anyone you'd like to thank in your life that brought you here?
You know, I'd like to thank, you know, first of all, you three for everything. This has been a fun first year of it all. But also, it's been a fun, I digress, a terrible 2 years for everybody. But I want to shout out my owner, Omar. He doesn't get a lot of love, and he took care of all of us employees during the pandemic. He made sure we were all taken care of. He made sure that we were brought back to the normal. We all fought for him. And last week, you know, Craft Brewers Conference, we had 15,000 folks in town from around the country, and we were able to showcase what Surly does in Minnesota. So it was great to see that. You know, we're at the First Avenue show with Trampled by Turtles, and I was talking with people. I was like, this is the first time I've smiled in 2 years and actually meant it.
Yeah.
But it was just great to see Omar enjoying himself again. So thanks for helping us out of all of this, guys. The positivity around the brand is great. And, you know, hopefully we can get some positivity through our teams. Game 7 is going to happen for the Wild. Talbot will be playing the next 2 games.
My man.
Oh, that's on the, I think we have to go on the record there for Mackie and Judd. Wow. Show. I think Surly fine. Dave just went on the record there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to call it. But thank you, gentlemen, and always you. Great to watch you guys, and it's been a blast.
All right, buddy.
Beer soon.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right, good. Thanks.
All right. See you, Dave.
Talk.
Surly Beer Dude right there. You can find him on Twitter, too.
Good guy.
Friend of the show here. All right, we're back to Judd with your third and final prediction.
Sauce Gardner of the Jets will have more interceptions this coming season than Derek Stingley Jr. of the Texans. So Stingley, I believe, was taken, what, third by the Texans, and I think Sauce was it fourth by the Jets? But Sauce Gardner will have more interceptions than Stingley does.
Okay. All right. See where you're going there. All right, Declan.
Write this down.
Right. Third and final.
Write this down. The Vikings will not get a Thanksgiving game. So
I think the Thanksgiving games, weren't they leaked already?
Were they
pretty
leaked today?
Pretty sure that I saw them leaked.
Were they leaked?
Today?
Well, I do follow an account. I follow an account called like NFL Schedule Leaks on Twitter.
Oh, that.
Listen, if you haven't, if this is on the up and up, then okay. Okay with it.
I mean, do you think he might be cheating?
Is that? Yeah, I do think he might be cheating.
I think he might be cheating. This is a very serious accusation.
This is a guy. This is a desperate guy that went 1 for 14 a week ago.
Wow.
Okay, I would just be careful
with a touchdown this last week. I rebounded.
Accusations being thrown out here right now that could forever destroy one of the great podcasts in podcast history.
I have put my Matt Ryan game.
A Vikings game just leaked.
Ziggy's gonna talk.
Okay, there's literally a Twitter handle called @NFLGameLeaks.
Yep.
NFL schedule leaks to the 2022 season prior to the schedule release on Thursday, May 12th. Do you want me to leak a Vikings game to you guys?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can change this prediction too, but yeah, go.
Okay. Week 15, Vikings at Bills, noon, Fox.
Week 15?
You like that?
Week 15, like Vikings Bills. That's a great time to travel to Buffalo, New York.
Wow.
Smack dab in the middle of freaking December.
Oh, man, that goes sort of against what I thought they might do schedule-wise based off last season. Very interesting.
Windy. Here's another one. Oh, man. This might set the record for one of the quickest. No, I do have week one potentially here. Do you want me to keep leaking these to you guys?
Yes. Yeah.
2 hours ago. Okay, NFL week 18. Lions at Vikings. Noon. Fox.
Interesting. I'm going to change this quick on the fly. Then I will say the Vikings will get a Monday Night Football game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you've thrown him off because you accused him of cheating.
I'm just saying, Declan accused of cheating. This account is floating out like they've already floated out 20 games in the last 12 hours.
The Vikings will get, I'm going to rephrase this. The Vikings will get a Sunday night football game and it will be against an NFC North team.
At some point.
Yeah. The Vikings will get it. Yeah. Because they could be flexed too. I'm going to actually keep that. Yeah. Because this is going to be interpreted. So the Vikings will get a Sunday night football game and it will be against a NFC North team.
Okay. What's the week two game we already know? It's at Philly, right? At Philly, Philly. Yeah. So
at Philly. Week four, so, London.
What we know then, and I'm trying to see if there's any other ones. Sorry if I'm spoiling this schedule ease party tomorrow night for you guys, but
these could be wrong too.
Yeah, these could.
I don't know, man. This is pretty official, before. Dude. The account is NFL schedule NFL game leaks. I don't know. It's pretty official.
But anyway, keep them coming.
So we know the Vikings are playing at Philadelphia week two, London against the Saints week four, at the Bills week 15, home against the Lions week 18 are the games that we know. If you trust this Twitter account. If you trust it.
So that would be the first time that the Vikings finish against a team other than the Bears in how long? It feels like they finished against the Bears for like five consecutive years.
Yeah. Oh, to go check it out.
It's NFL Game Leaks. Is that what you said?
Yeah, at or NFL leak? Game Leaks. There's no commentary. It's just they're just leaking games on the network and the time of day. The time of day is the specific part that makes it interesting. So, okay.
Write this down.
USFL parlay here, looking for a touchdown. So it's a three-game parlay. Dex, give me the Stallions, give me the Gamblers, give me the Breakers. Stallions, Gamblers, Breakers in a USFL parlay this week.
Unbelievable.
The Breakers led by Kyle Sloter, who had a come from behind. Yeah, he had like three picks or something, but he's leading the USFL with over 1,000 passing yards through the first few weeks. Kyle Sloter.
Okay. All right.
So there you have it. Those are the write that down predictions presented in part also by our friends who have helped create Skinny Judd here. You can live life in moderation and still lose weight. Judd's a testament to it.
Exactly right. Down 40 pounds since last summer, thanks to my friends, of course, at Livia Weight Control Centers. And now I want you to join the plan because I can't tell you how simple it was, how easy it was made to drop this weight. Their new Simple Start plan, only $59. You receive one-on-one personalized and guided support online or in person from their team of experts. Livia.com, 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. And here's the best part, boys. I'm now in the maintenance phase, which means the fine folks there are helping me keep the weight off. That's right. I've lost it, and now I am successfully keeping that weight off. Again, $59, new Simple Start plan, Livia, LIVEA.com. Check it out inside the state or out. They're going to help you drop that weight and keep it off.
Now, the high maintenance plan is what you're on.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I am not a high maintenance. No, I'm high maintenance at work.
Needy.
Just ask Declan.
He's needy. He's not high maintenance. There's another unnamed contributor that's high maintenance. Judd is needy.
You know, I am sort of needy in life.
Judd's needy.
That's probably very true. I think Dawn would agree.
Yeah,
but anyway, needy. You know what? I have found the help I need. Livia Weight Control Center.
You know what I need? I need some golf in my life, Declan. Where should I go?
Why don't you go to the Meadows at Mystic Lake, an award-winning 18-hole public golf course just down the road in Prior Lake. And this weekend alone, you got to make your appointment, but it's demo days. On Friday, TaylorMade, Ping, and Titleist are going to be there from 2 to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, Cobra, Cleveland, Callaway from 1 to 5 p.m. Go get your appointment now at golfthemeadows.com. You want some new clubs? Some of the best are coming. At demo days this weekend at Meadows at Mystic Lake. It's an award-winning 18-hole public golf course. Sunny days are finally ahead. Go get some golf in at the Meadows at Mystic Lake.
Boys, we like to rank things here on the show. We'll pretty much rank whatever. And I present to you here from
Football.
USAtoday.com. Quarterback tiers.
Oh, my God.
Quarterback tiers. The quarterback seven tiers of NFL quarterback stability.
God, I love these. So I love these.
Are we talking T-I-E-R-S or are we talking T-E-A-R-S?
A little of both.
Because there have
a little
been
of
some quarterback tiers.
I see what you did there.
Shed in this state.
No, a little of both here, I think. So they've got each tier sort of labeled. It's not tier one, tier two. They've got labeled tiers here.
Okay.
And I'd love your thoughts on this. So let's start with tier number one. So it is tier one, but then there's like a label for it, right?
Okay.
So tier number one is he's young and the guy. All like capital T, capital G. He's young and he's the guy.
I know who leads this one right now.
Me.
Go ahead.
I guess. Joey Burrow.
Well, I don't know that if these are in order. I would assume these are, well, these can't be in order, but he's not the number one here. Patrick Mahomes is the number one.
Okay.
Because he's still young and the guy.
Sure.
So the list is Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott. He's young and he's the guy. Now, I think there's a huge gap between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
But those are the eight guys who are in the tier one, young and the guy.
That guy.
Interesting. So I wouldn't have thought about the tiers being done like this, because I do agree there's a huge divide between a group there and like the Dak group. I get what they're doing, but that's sort of a interesting way to do it.
So tier two is he's old and he's the guy. So they basically have, and there's four quarterbacks in this group. So they basically have 12 quarterbacks in the, you're either old or you're young, but you're the guy. Okay.
All right.
And that next group is Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Matthew Stafford, who has now graduated based on his performance with a real team last year to a new category, right?
Okay.
So of those 12 quarterbacks, before we get to any other tiers here, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Is Kirk Cousins better than any of those 12 quarterbacks?
He's probably comparable right now to Dak. Like, Dak has probably, in my opinion, taken a hit the last couple of years. I'll say this just quickly. I don't agree with how they did tier one and then how they did tier two then. Like, tier one is all encompassing. And then for he's old and the guy, they sort of like cherry picked the best ones. And like, I don't think that
they cherry picked the guys.
Right. But young and the guy, they took everybody who's basically young and the guy. I mean, Dak Prescott does not belong in group one if group two is going to be structured how it's structured.
Yeah, I think there's still, contractually, Dak's locked in.
Sure, but I think they got
confused. I actually really like Dak. I think Dak is better than Kirk, but he has some limitations. He's not Patrick Mahomes, so I see what you're saying.
Right, I'm saying group two is like elites, right? Like they're elite veteran guys. Group one is elites, oh my God, they're great, and then, oh, that guy's good.
Yeah,
I might have found another tier there.
So the write-up, there is a write-up for that kind of confusing tier one of eight quarterbacks that these are players that their respective franchises are counting on over the next decade plus, at least from an on-field basis. These franchises can rest easy knowing that they won't have to scout anything more than an understudy quarterback, barring a dramatic trade request, which we've already seen, or a career-altering injury. Each of these teams can be penciled in as playoff contenders come August. I think those are fair assessments, but there's a big range within here. Yep. Josh Allen's not Lamar Jackson, right? All right. The next tier, tier three, is he's young and we hope he's the guy.
Okay.
And so that would be Tua, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields, and Davis Mills. So seven guys who are young, they're promising.
It's bullish
and we
on
hope
Davis
that
Mills.
They're going to be the guy.
No, Davis Mills doesn't belong in that group. He's not going to be. No, that's
neck.
Have
you seen his neck?
No.
Look at his giraffe.
Does he have a long
look,
neck?
Look, Davis Mills.
Declan.
It's like steroid neck.
Oh my God.
Merton,
whoa.
Google Merton Hanks to see the greatest neck in football.
I think we've had this conversation.
Davis,
yes, we have. Anyway,
Davis Mills.
No, Davis Mills does not belong. No, he does not belong in that group. No.
Someone,
I'm fine with.
Someone photoshopped his neck even higher. So it's like, oh, man. All right. Anyhow. Okay. So you guys don't agree that Davis Mills should be on this list. Okay. The next tier is tier four, and it's Kirk Cousins. That's the tier.
That's it?
That's why you did this.
The tier is Kirk Cousins. Yes. And here's the write-up. He's Schrodinger's quarterback. Is he good, bad? His numbers say that he's good, but his performance in big games mostly suggests that he's not. He's too old to be a prospect, but not quite good enough to be the guy. The Vikings don't want to replace him because they know they probably won't do better. That's why they keep giving him guaranteed money. They also know that he's a swamp on top of which you can only build so high.
Wow.
Those are all true things, right? He's
wow. Yeah.
He's like 33. You have no idea what he is. He's like, right. He's pretty good, but is he really good? But can he lead? I don't know.
They're banking on O'Connell opening some type of door, right? Finding some type of solution, some type of that's what makes 2022 to me so interesting.
Yeah.
Like this is basically the Vikings are saying we found the guy to unlock it. But I love how he's alone. That's just sort of funny.
Yeah, he's just in his own tier. And then the tier below him is tier 5, which is experienced and we'd love an upgrade. So these guys are experienced and we'd love an upgrade.
All right.
Ryan Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo. This is kind of the company that Kirk is kind of in.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No. Well, how is Derek, if you can't have Kirk Cousins be in his own category if Derek Carr is below him there.
Yeah, I agree.
Cousins and Carr have to be in the same category.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like, because Carr and Kirk have very similar playing abilities. I like Carr's and tangibles way more than Kirk. Like, Carr is a leader.
Carr's a better late-game quarterback.
And that dude...
He's a better late-game quarterback.
That dude, like, loves the moment. And his teammates then gravitate towards him more, but he can make some absolutely boneheaded mistakes. But at the end of the day, I like his intangibles more. And to be honest, they are very much more similar than they are different.
Yeah,
that's hilariously funny, but it's sort of BS.
I would say, and by the way, people are writing Matt Ryan off. Matt Ryan with a new organization here, I worry about the weapons a little bit, but you might see a little rejuvenation from old Matty Ice now that he's with the Colts.
Okay.
All right, tier number 6. He's young-ish, but we're pretty sure he's not the guy.
All right.
And that bin has 4 quarterbacks: Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Jared Goff, and Daniel Jones. And then there's a 7th tier, which is he's a warm body who kind of looks like a starter. Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, Mitch Trubisky, and Drew Lock. Those are your 7 quarterback tiers.
Not like Drew Lock being lumped in with
how is
Carson
he
Wentz.
Anything other than a warm body? He's like, what has he done in his career?
A warm body.
Until he proves otherwise.
Really good dance moves.
He's done nothing. Comebacks.
I actually think Carson Wentz is more than, like, Wentz is better than all 3 of these guys. He's got limitations, but he's better than Sam Darnold.
The fall of Carson Wentz is really, really intriguing. Like, that dude was seen as a elite, top flight, possible, you know, great QB, and he has just tumbled. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
So there you go. Those are your 7 tiers. We love to rank things on the show here, so we figured let's bring this to the table.
You did that solely because they basically put the dunce cap on Kirk and pointed him out.
It's kind of true, though. Like, he is this weird mystery thing. He's been in the league for 10 years, and no one really knows what he's capable of.
But how is he different than, like, Carr? Like, to me, Carr is the same exact. Like, they're different quarterbacks. They have, Dex is right, they have different intangibles and things like that. But, I mean, I think they're sort of the same guy as far as at the end of the day, aren't they?
I think they're very different. I mean, in terms of where they rank, maybe they're around the same. But Derek, like Declan said, Derek Carr is the unquestioned vocal and emotional leader of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr is a magician late in games. I mean, I think he's got the most fourth quarter comebacks of any quarterback in the league the last 5 or 6 years.
But it feels like they both still fall short when you don't want them to fall short.
Yeah, they both have collapses, and they both just. I think Carr probably sabotages more games because he's got a little bit more variance to his play.
Right.
But they're very different personalities, and they're very different in the way that they go about putting 100%. Up their numbers.
I personally would avoid both like the plague if I ran a team.
Really?
I wouldn't avoid
Carr.
And Carr's contract that they extend, like, it's not an albatross contract. Like, they can still kind of buy time.
I'd avoid him like the plague. I've heard some things behind the scenes I don't like either, but I can't share those here.
About Carr?
What?
I've heard some things I don't like behind the scenes from those who have covered him. I would have concerns.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, you just kind of dropped a bombshell there. Well, he's a bad character guy?
I think it might not be what we think. I think his teammates like him, but I don't think that that's the... they both fall short to me of where I want to go.
Okay.
I'm going to a Super Bowl, Okay, the train is on the tracks and we're going now. Can you ride? Can you drive this train? That would be my question. Can you drive this train? Because, son, if you can't, step aside. Someone will.
Are we still talking to Derek Carr here?
We're talking to Kirk Cousins, too. It's the same thing, right?
I just want to make sure that we're
can
that
you
we're
drive
talking
this train?
To the right quarterbacks. You know, speaking of driving, our friends at Polka Dot Dairy are hiring right now.
That's exactly right. You know what? Sports Dad, gents, he is here to console and comfort, right? Like, he is here. But Sports Dad also has advice. Because of years of experience, Sports Dad knows when opportunity knocks, you don't turn that down. And as Phil just said, Polka Dot Dairy looking for drivers for their team. That's right, their franchise. Starting salary, $60,000, a 401k match, and no weekends. You start early, so you're done. And then you do need a current CDL license. That's required. But Polka Dot Dairy, a Minnesota-based and family-owned company with a great workplace environment. And again, 401k match, $60,000. No weekends. Sports Dad is telling you right now, sports kids, if you need a job, polkadotdairy.com. Polkadotdairy.com. And click on jobs to apply and start making that money ASAP.
Awesome. And if you already own a business and you're looking to maximize the success of your already successful business, Federated Insurance has been around for over 100 years. And one of the cool things about Federated is they specialize in core industries that they know and understand. And so they're not trying to sell as many policies as possible just to spread themselves thin. They know what they specialize in. And if you have a business that falls into one of the industries that they will protect, you can find out that list, by the way, at federatedinsurance.com. It could be a great partnership. Federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. All right, dudes. Tomorrow, we got a random Viking of the Week competition. We're headed into the NFL schedule release, so we'll have the full order and times for Vikings games very, very soon. We can actually sink our teeth into an actual schedule.
Super excited.
It'd be a blast. And also, if you're sweating this Wild Series, Judd's Hockey Show is doing regular vent line sessions on the Score North YouTube channel after those games are over. So check those out if you need some therapy as well. All right. Daily Vikings Entertainment, Purple Daily. See you guys.